Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy, well, it's such a Wednesday. How are you, Joe? Yeah, you alright?
We're a bit late, aren't we?
Yes, it's because the Geordie boy in the corner found himself in a tricky position this weekend, wasn't it?
Upside down.
Upside down, round and round.
Yes.
Right, anyway.
He had food poisoning.
Yeah, he had food poisoning.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Coming up with the pod, we're going to be speaking about Joe's weird weekend at the Super Bowl.
Why is it weird?
It's funny. And we've got two 9 out of 10 club
it's
matches
a big
today.
Bumper double day on the 9 out of 10 club today.
Yes.
Some huge battles taking place.
Breaking Joe's.
How are you, though?
I'm good, yeah. Still getting used to the new life, getting up a bit early.
People, they'll be screaming the word hat at the TV. What's that?
Yeah,
mean?
I'm just a bit lazy with my hair today.
What's under there, boy?
My hair.
Cut to me and let me show me, take the hat off.
No.
Because it's not done.
I don't like to do my hair now.
I want to see what...
Show me your arsehole. Right. That's disgusting. That is absolutely vile. For the audio listeners, he lifted his cheek up and farted.
Okay, so you got the hat on. Is this the second hat now? Because I remember the orange hat.
Yeah, we've got two hats kicking about.
This one looks like Peter Pan's hat, but it was on a bit of a big head.
Well, the thing is, the podcast listeners don't care about my big head hat, do they?
No, it's nice, though.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah,
we've both got bigger heads, haven't we? Which makes it tougher. How do you look in a cap?
Awful in the cap.
Yeah,
I don't really like it. You need a while to do the hair. I got to push it down these days. I put black powder in it, spray a little bit of stuff on it. Mm. And recording a little bit late today, I had a little nap. I had a little nap today.
You're a napper these days.
Yeah, well, I got home at 11:30. Yeah. Knackered.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes for half an hour, felt well better.
Did you?
And here I am today.
I've got a little thing for you. Have you heard about the turbo nap?
No.
So regular nap, what are you doing? You're getting in, feeling a bit tired, lay down, wake up 20 minutes to 30 minutes later, feel a little bit refreshed, but maybe a bit groggy, fair to say.
Good, put words in my mouth.
Yeah, so. Sure. How about, have you ever heard of espresso, coffee?
Yeah.
How long do you think it takes to kick in?
If you asked my lower regions, 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, technically to the bloodstream, 20 to 30 minutes before you get that kick of caffeine. So here's what people are doing these days. The turbo nap, make a shot of espresso, down it, nap, wake up, bang! You're back in the room in a big way.
That's not all right, is it?
Well,
no way you're kipping straight away after an espresso.
Yes, because it hasn't kicked in yet.
You say that, but it has.
It hasn't.
When I have a coffee, I feel pretty good straight away.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It takes a while to kick in.
Well, you do one of these and let me know how it goes.
I'm not a napper, but we've realised you are, so you're the perfect person to
practice
on. Might
just give me the worst nap I've ever had.
Yeah, imagine the nap.
Have you ever had a nap and you feel like I'm in Narnia?
Yeah. I've been dreaming recently, you know.
About Narnia?
No, just generally. I don't usually dream when I started.
What?
I'm getting into dreaming.
What's your favourite word?
Probably, no, never had one of them. Have you?
Once, and it was wild.
Go on then.
I don't know what. Well, it just sort of woke me up.
Did it?
Yeah.
So you woke up during the act?
During, yeah, and I'm sure I was like in my mid-20s as well.
I've never had one of them. Have you, Ethan?
No, I'd like to hear more from McGrath, though.
Yeah, me too.
I think it should be one of those competitions that you get, like, no... You know when you try and do that No Nut November? I don't know why I'm whispering.
When you say competition?
In your own head. You've got Dry January.
Wet March.
Wet November. Anyway, it just sort of happened, and you woke up. Couldn't give it a round of applause.
What were you thinking of?
I didn't know your mum at the time, so... That... I don't know what I was thinking of.
That's even. Crazy, that.
What were you thinking of?
I think I'd hate that, actually.
Why? Oh, yeah. But
waking up just doing that, because I think that's one of the most private and consent-necessary things you can do. And I feel like my body's done it without asking me. I'd feel like I've been I feel like I've been let down.
Yeah, but you must have had sex dreams before.
Yeah.
And you wake up aroused, don't you?
Well, not always.
What?
So no, not necessarily. Because sometimes when you wake up, you know, a floppy disk with legs and eyelashes isn't as attractive anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes the things you have sex dreams about aren't like real life things.
You must have had a sex dream, Ethan.
No, I don't think I ever have.
Absolutely.
That's BS. Bollocks.
That's one of the weirdest things you've ever said that. Everyone has.
Oh, maybe, yes.
Cool, whatever you say, he's done it. Anyway, so you had a little nap. Will you try the turbo nap for me just to see if it works?
Yeah, I will do.
You're not going to
I'm not going to do that.
No.
I went to the boxing the other day. What I was DJing the boxing.
Yeah.
At the arena. So keeping the tunes are going.
DJing the boxing?
Just in one of the side rooms where people with a bit of money spend cash.
So you're spinning discs for the bigwigs?
Yeah. The fight finishes at 11:30. They go, McGrath, you're on to a one. Get this right. So I'm going to bring the fucking house down here. Get it going. Big tap, big tap. Too much in a way.
What?
Because by 12:30, they tell me to turn it off because there's fights.
How... I always think with boxing, the two things I associate with live boxing, and I've never been, so this is just all conjecture, cocaine and blokes thinking they can fight as well as the boxers.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any of the first cocaine, I didn't see any of that, but I'm gonna change your opinion on anyone can fight the boxing, because get what happened to me. 12:30, they come up to me and go, you just turn it down, it's getting a bit leery.
Are you inside the stadium?
Yeah.
So who's telling you to turn it down?
The people at the
stewards?
No, the arena.
Really?
Yeah. Turn it down like that. And then a lady comes up to me. Goes, why have you turned it down? Why have you turned it off? I said, it's, you know, we've got to be a little bit calmer. Some people are kicking off. As soon as I said that, she turned around and looked and clocked eyes with the first person she thought was kicking off. One that was like had a security guard just around them. All right. Oh, no. She goes over to said person she's never seen before in her life, grabs them by the face, like by the face, and goes, you're ruining my night, shoves them, and then it was World War III.
Oh my God. When you said grabs them by the face, that's not a concept my brain's ever cooked up before. I've grabs never considered being face. Grabbed by the face. Have you ever even heard of something like that, Ethan? Brilliant. That's mad.
He's a weird mood today.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he's a bit odd. So that was great.
So you started that though?
Yeah.
Because
technically.
Basically, you're shit stirring.
Technically.
You being a gobby little bitch.
Yeah. Well, I just got piling on here.
So wow.
So it all kicked off. And it was weird seeing it in front of your eyes how.
Were people swinging and scrapping proper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing it develop.
Yeah.
How it can go from 0 to 100 far too quickly.
Yeah. And all it takes is the lie of one DJ, isn't it?
Oh, no, it wasn't a lie.
Oh, I thought they just had to turn it down because it was late.
Oh, no, they asked me to turn it off because it was booting off.
Oh, right, okay.
Was it booting off? It wasn't booting off. You made it boot off.
No. It was booting off.
Well, who?
Before this.
Yes, before this.
And then you just...
You can't keep up with the story. It was booting off.
Yeah.
12:30, people come up to me and said, we're going to turn it down now because it's getting too much.
Right.
We want everyone to leave.
Yeah.
So I turn it down because it's booting off. Then
it kicks off even
someone
more.
It was booting off.
Yeah.
That's why I need to turn it down. They booted off more.
Well, who was fighting? Because it's a big stadium. Was anyone we'd have heard of?
Yeah, I don't know where you think I am. I've told you I'm in a side room.
So the fight is taking place in the side room?
What are you talking about? I'm in like a bit where... They've already seen the fight. They're having a nice drink afterwards.
He's asking what fight?
It was boxing. What was the event?
Chisora.
Fucking hell, that's what I mean, yeah. That's pretty big. What did you think I was asking?
I didn't know what you were getting at. I thought you meant one of the...
No, I meant like, what was the actual fight you were at?
Chisora. And his final ever fight. Yeah.
Quite a big one.
20,000 people.
He won, didn't he?
Yeah, he won. It was good. It was good fight.
Oh wow, was it a good night or was it a bit
much? All right. I wasn't on everyone's level, if you get me.
Yeah.
And I paid quite a bit of money for a pizza.
From where?
From the actual co-op.
No way they didn't give you free food.
Well, they did, but I was still hungry.
please, Mr. McGrath, we've literally, you've eaten everything in the store.
Oh, because
I need another one. Order me one.
The free food was like, nibble.
Oh, nibbles, nibble off.
It's like, what, who am I to you?
Yeah, so I need something that should be shared between two. So none of this little bits.
Went on a bit of a wander, stumbled upon a pizza place.
Near the co-op?
Inside the arena still.
Still in the complex.
Still in the complex.
You're like Edmund in Narnia, aren't you?
Yeah. And it was a pizza, a circle pizza, I'd say 9 inches, maybe even smaller.
Sure.
4 slices.
Okay. A personal pie.
£16.50.
Hey!
And I only spotted it after I ordered it, pepperoni, please.
That's too much, isn't it?
It's too much.
Yeah, and do you know, sometimes, have you ever had this as well, where the pizzas are so small, they're only this big, that they don't even really bother, like, putting the sauce to the
edge.
Oh,
yeah, they don't.
So you'll have, like, a big bubble in it that's got no sauce or cheese on, and all the stuff's pushed to one side.
They take the piss.
They're rubbish, then. Like, it becomes like a third of the pizza is crust, because they just can't be asked keeping the ratios as they were.
So that was my weekend. Ethan, like why are you ill?
Oh, I'm really ill.
You're not now.
I'm not now, actually. Food poisoning, Joe.
So
this was Valentine's weekend, was
really?
It?
Oh yeah, it was on the Friday of Valentine's.
Which is Valentine's. Valentine's isn't like Christmas. It's not.
Yeah. You know that weird gap between Valentine's and Easter, where one knows what's going on for 6 weeks.
Yeah,
it's just one day.
So I thought we'd a little date piece.
Is this the same person?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to the audience.
Well,
and
yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is like date number 5, 6 or something.
Oh wow! What does she do for a living?
I don't know how much she wants me to.
Just a broad spectrum, then, like police officer.
Lab. Lab.
What, golden brown or?
Oh, sorry, she's not a Labrador. She works in a lab.
I was going to say, because you wouldn't admit that on a podcast, would you?
No.
Lab.
She works in a laboratory.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And we had.
Are you one of her experiments?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be gutting to find that out, wouldn't it?
Oh. So you thought Chinese time.
Well,
get around to mine, Valentine's Day. Instead of going out,
well, everyone's booked, and we just decided we'd do the Friday quite late on.
Did you do Did you get her anything for Valentine's? A card or anything? How was that? Did you approach that like?
Flowers.
It's a bit of an awkward moment. That
I give her some party rings because she likes them.
Fucking hell! Hang on a sec.
Where were the party rings?
I got them from Sainsbury's.
What? I know. Sorry to go back to old things here, but what was the gift that you used to get your ex whenever you saw her? That was something.
Dairy Dunkers.
Dairy Dunkers. Fucking
hell. For me, you just love confectionery.
People, women love you, and also he's slowly. If you think of that as the chassis and the wheels, you're slowly making an edible car there.
Yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Are.
So that's exciting. All you need to do next is go out with someone that likes her. I don't know what looks like.
I've got
glass.
Fuck all for you there. How do you present gifts like this? Do you wrap them up or you just go, there's party rings?
Well, the thing with party rings is they're already in a packet.
Oh, so God.
You don't need
so
to wrap them.
You just literally hand her some party rings and go, there you go.
They're already wrapped.
Okay.
But they're not, are they? Because
no. In a very colourful blue packaging.
So she gets round, you show her the party rings, she's swooning at that point.
You show her your party ring?
You get your party ring out, she's loving that, finger straight in the gob, right? The way we all eat party rings. Then what happens? Talk to me about what happened here with this food, because how have you gone from it's literally fingers in ring time to your ring is ruining our podcast?
Well, it's very simple. You can just go on your phone and make an order on the website.
Okay.
Did you go to your usual one, the Japanese place?
Sorry, it's Chinese, Joe. Chinese.
Oh, so you've gone somewhere different.
Yes, it was always Chinese, as it was at the start of the story.
Yeah, well, so, you've got your favourite restaurant's a Japanese restaurant, isn't it?
So we order the Chinese, and what we get is a duck, some seaweed, some salt and pepper chicken, some salt and pepper chips, some salt and pepper, and
it sounds good, doesn't it?
And some prawn crackers, that the freebie, And
you can't add in from crackers, they're free. I'm not adding them to your list like you've paid for them.
Fortune cookies.
Oh well, now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
And then it all went terribly wrong.
How quick?
Well, her stomach was going.
Double whammy.
She was like, so we're gonna go out for some scran, and she was like,
is this the next day
this.
Now?
No, this is immediately after the meal. Stop this at once. My stomach is gone. So I said,
she's
okay.
Like she just shat all over the
No, she's not done that. She was just in pain.
Oh.
And then.
You're right.
I was absolutely fine. So I just continued eating the whole duck and everything else.
You ate a whole duck?
That's a lot of money, that. That's
like no, it was, that's a it was half lunch. Of a full duck.
So half a duck?
Half a duck. But I ate the full half. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. How much of the duck did she eat?
Well, not very much because her stomach was hurting, you see, Joe.
No, hang on a sec, Joe.
I don't think this is right.
You don't get food poisoning while you're still eating the meal.
No, I don't think... So how many bites of food has she had?
Less than me. I probably have had 80% of the meal.
Right.
But straight away...
She's getting food poisoning while she's still eating it.
Well, her tummy was hurting, something wasn't right for her.
Fuck me. What is going
something
on?
Something wasn't right for her.
I don't know.
What? As she's eating it? Someone who works... I mean, she works in a lab, so she's literally who we want it, and she thinks she got it from this. I didn't think you could get food poisoning from a meal that you're currently eating.
I didn't think you could get it straight
eating.
Away. Straight away.
Surely not.
Oh, well, that's what they were saying. So, Alan, the next day, I felt stricken. And then I started getting delusional, confused.
No, that sounds like you.
Hallucinating.
Still you.
I'd text my mum at 2:30 in the morning saying...
You up?
Saying, no, sorry. I said, hello, mum, I'm really confused. Could you help?
Oh, God. Oh, if I got that text from my son, I am driving in.
Has she gone home?
Sorry, this is Saturday night. Yeah, she's home and throwing up.
Good, because I was going to say, there is nothing probably worse than you and a new lover experiencing food poisoning together.
Yeah.
With one bathroom.
Oh, God.
That sounds like hell.
You're seeing and smelling each other's sick and shit.
Although, I suppose
time.
You see the worst of each other straight away, so it's only the... I can only get positive.
So, when was she first actually sick or ill?
In the morning... So, like, we were both ill in the morning. We both had a bit of a funny tummy, but then in the morning, it started kicking off, man.
Bloody hell. That's instant, isn't it? That's worrying.
Both ends.
No, sick.
Oh, the worst end.
So that's why I'm so skinny.
Would you rather be sick all the time or shit all the time?
What do you mean all the time?
Well, if you were ill like this, knowing you've got to get it up.
Definitely shit. I had the shit version of Hit What I Had.
Why? When?
Saturday night, Sunday.
Were you there as well?
No, but I told Lizzie that Ethan was ill and I was just diddling out the back, and she wondered if I'd got it from the same thing as him, but I hadn't seen him in 2 days.
So what did you have that you...
I was just, I don't know, I think I might have undercooked a turkey mint sandwich that I made for myself, but I don't think I did. I don't know.
But you were bad.
Yeah, I was up in the night about 4 or 5 times, just...
What element of the dish do you think Ethan gave you? The shit.
The sick.
I think the prawn crackers were slightly bluish. So
yeah, they had fucking, what do you think, screen wash on them. What do you mean blue? There's nothing in a Chinese kitchen that's
He's
blue.
Talking shit again.
Well, that's what I mean. I was so baffling.
Maybe someone had poisoned you.
What if you did? What if you two did get ill from, you know, being together, neurovirus or something? You've unfortunately gave it to your lab lover. And then she's now on it and you're both delusional
also,
for 2 days.
You've ruined the reputation of that Chinese restaurant near you.
Yes, I've not mentioned it. I'm sorry, I was just saying I called my mum in the morning. Mm. And she was like, what happened was I accidentally started overheating because I was cold, so I had my pyjama bottoms on, a shirt, a dressing gown, 2 fluffy blankets and a duvet.
Christ.
And I was off my fucking head.
That's what you used to have to do with... Do you remember the old Xbox when you get the red ring of death?
Yeah.
You'd basically wrap it in that.
It
would get so hot, very nice. It would get so hot that the soldering would melt and re-stick back together. That's what? How hot his internals were.
Bloody
could have
hell.
Melt soldering iron, mate.
But I thought it was like 10 a.m. in the morning. So that's why I texted him, because I was off my head. So, but I was thinking, like, I had, like, work in a second. But obviously work was, like, later on at, like, 1 or whatever. I was all over the shop.
If you had to text either me or Joe if you were really confused, who would you text?
Well, that was the thing. I do remember going on the phone. I'm glad I didn't do this. We've got a work group chat where I was typing a message of support, almost, because I didn't know what was really going on. And then I clocked, I went, what are you doing? This is the wrong thing.
I mean, if you want the answer to that question, 6:33 p.m. Saturday. Ethan James on the old WhatsApp.
What did he say?
Yours truly. Been food poisoning, been in bed all day. The old stomach is poorly and still not ate yet. Some stuff about work.
Let me see what time he texts me. What? On Saturday?
No. He didn't text us both.
He did text me on Saturday?
No way.
Can't believe this.
What was yours? 6:38.
6:49. Back in more, dear.
1-0.
Fucking.
What did he say to you?
No, I don't want to go see Elvis tonight. More on that story next week.
The king was back though on Monday. To be fair to him.
Oh, and at some point, did you want a film review or did you want that for another episode?
No, I want it now.
Well, we've got to talk about the Super Bowl. Can't talk about the Super Bowl next week.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're already a week behind on that.
Yeah, it is Ethan James.
So you feel better now, though? How were you? Sunday, were you okay? Because you did miss work on the Sunday, which isn't very like you.
Oh, it's not like me at all. But yes, I do feel on the mend now. I think I've got room for maybe loads of items at the 9 out of 10 club.
Let's hope so.
You had your great once a year night in with your cousin.
Yeah.
Back in Worksop, I believe.
Incorrect. It's over near Derby, where he lives.
Derby.
Yeah, but that neck of the woods.
It is you, him,
yeah.
Buffalo Wings.
Mm-hmm. That's... Is that what you call his girlfriend?
No. Oh, his girlfriend there as well?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend in the middle.
What a weird nickname that would be if you knew her and for some reason called her Buffalo Wings.
She's not called Buffalo Wings, is she?
Absolutely not. But we did eat Buffalo Wings. But his girlfriend was there. I'm not going to say her name because... I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants that sharing. Actually, we know Stan. I'm not going to say
we
her name.
We know Stan.
So Stan. Stan. Stan's girlfriend.
Also known as Toby.
Yes. Yeah, Toby. Me, Toby, Buffalo Wings. And Toby's girlfriend. So, we go around to theirs. But this is the thing. Super Bowl, what day is it, famously?
It's Sunday,
exactly.
It's Monday.
What day do I go down? Saturday afternoon.
Oh!
Oh, we're making a weekend of it, are we?
Big time.
Yeah.
You got to watch out as well, because it's a late night Sunday. Did you get some extra sleep in?
No.
Really? You're hardcore, you, aren't you? What did you do Saturday night, then?
Saturday night, we went out around Alfreton.
Alfreton? What? Where the fuck is Alfreton?
It's a small town. I think it's Alfreton we went to.
Maybe is it all right, Alfreton?
Yeah, actually. They were kind of downplaying it because me and Stan normally go into Nottingham City Centre and go to some like micro breweries and go bowling or something. But this time we were like, let's stay local.
Yeah, it's quite
5-minute taxi. Listen to this for an itinerary. You'd have loved this. We drive into town. First stop, first place on the night.
Spoons.
Kebab shop. We're starting at the kebab shop. Last place of the night, by the way.
Spoons.
Kebab shop. So we book in the whole evening. We book in the whole evening with two kebabs, Jeff.
I don't know.
That's how you know we're on for a good one.
What's your first kebab of choice?
A small chicken tikka kebab.
Okay,
standard.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Only mayo, no chilies.
Okay.
No chip. Chicken tikka pieces, little bit of bread, salad.
I'm with you there.
That's all right, isn't it?
Bit.
It's the lightest thing on the menu.
No, don't eat chips at that time.
No. Then we go to a little microbrewery, excellent stuff. Then, I don't know if it's a microbrewery, but it's a tap room, whatever it's called. And then we go to
next... like a micro pig?
Yeah.
Do they want it to grow up to be a full pig?
No, they don't with micro pigs. They want it to keep it small.
Some of them love it.
Yeah, they do love getting it.
So this microbrewery, is it all right?
Yeah, really good in there, really busy. Met one of Stan's mates, who I was realising, I've probably met him like 8 or 9 times, but I've probably known him. We used to play Xbox together in like Call of Duty 4 days.
Mm,
and that
days.
Came out in like 2006.
Yeah.
So I've probably known him for like nearly 20 years. But it's weird that he...
Oh yeah, I thought you were saying what you've never knew his name.
No, but I've only met him like 8 times in real life. But I've probably known him for 20 years. Anyway, so we all went out. Then we went into the next place. There was a silent disco on. Immediately we had to turn around. We can't be doing with that.
What? There's a silent disco.
You walk in and it's just people going.
No, oh, it's like they're deaf.
No, they're not deaf.
Yeah, it could be a big deaf night.
But they sort of, they think they're not singing along, but they're just doing the little bit of singing along.
How much was it in for them? How much was it in? Because you can only pay for your headset.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to do that. Because the Chelsea game was on. We wanted to watch the game.
What, one of the silent disco headsets?
Michael, Martin, Tyler. No, none of that. So we left
there. What time is there a silent disco on in the middle of this town?
7:45.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it was. But in a great way. Then we went to this other pub, which was fantastic. Each place had like a thing. So that one, there was the silent disco. Stan walked in and went, turn around, didn't even get through the door because it was just unbearably funny. Then we went to the next place and it was a bit quiet in there. It was nice, there's a dog. And then they went, this place is a hotel, you know. And we went, it was on Four in a Bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good show.
One of the great shows. Yeah. Have you seen it, Ethan?
Yeah, but not in many years.
Yeah, so for people who haven't seen it, it's like Come Dine With Me, but for hotel owners.
Yeah.
And it is the cattiest, most backbiting, bitchy, awful show of all time.
They strip the whole room looking for a hair.
It's unbelievable. They'll be like cracking the walls off.
Oh, yeah.
Foot in the finger. Dust. Yeah, you just pulled the fucking cladding off. No wonder there's dust and sawdust behind it. Like, it's ridiculous how catty they are. The breakfast wasn't very nice. What was up with it? Too many sausages.
Yeah.
Like, three sausages. It's awful. The bloke, apparently, who was there, got slaughtered on it.
Really? Yeah. Why, you pick him a sausage?
No, he didn't get actually sausified, but it didn't go well for him. But I'll tell you what, though, it was a nice bar.
Has it disrupted business?
I don't know. It was a little quiet in there, and it was a Saturday. But I'll tell you what, they had two things that you'd like. One that they have in a pub in Edgeley. Hot crackling machine.
Oh, nice.
They also had a hot nuts machine.
Oh, really?
But the hot nuts machine was so full. And it was probably that big.
You didn't trust them.
I thought, how long have those bottom nuts been in there?
Unless they go through some nuts.
Because I don't think they're going through some nuts.
How long can you keep a nut hot?
That's
before
what I'm saying.
It gets.
These were those ones with the casing on. So maybe that kind of works as like a Tupperware for the nut
That's
within.
Bizarre.
But I was thinking, like, if you're top filling, basically you have to hope that they never let it, that they let it fully empty before they refill. Because otherwise, Phil gets to that. Those bottom ones could have been there for years. Probably still there from when they filmed Four in a Bed, some of these nuts. Chili nuts. So then we left there. That was really nice. Then we went to this other place that only a couple hours before was like a relatively quiet, chilled out kind of another microbrewery tap room with a guy playing the guitar in there. Lovely. All of a sudden, there's like disco dance music playing at full blast and there's five people in there. And apparently, I don't even know if I should say this.
Go on.
Did you ever see, about a year ago, there was a story that went viral on Twitter about a bloke who got with his daughter's best mate.
Yeah.
And it went viral. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember
Richard
that.
Keys?
No, similar vibe, but not that. And it, when it like popped off and she was like arguing with everyone on Twitter and it became this big thing.
Yeah.
He runs that one. So we were in there with them. That was quite good.
No.
That was nice. So we were in that pub with them. What a night.
Great
then
night.
Then on the way home, hit the kebab shop. This time, what we're talking?
Donna.
Garlic mayo this time. We're treating ourselves. That was fantastic. Then we went back home. Brilliant. Sunday, we put a dartboard up in the garage.
Oh, here we go.
What a weekend am I describing here, Joe?
It's a good weekend.
The only problem is the garage.
You had no darts.
No, we had darts. The garage widthways, it's got like fridge freezer down one side and like a weight rack on the other side. So we couldn't put the dartboard in widthways. It had to go lengthways. But on one end is the garage door, and we didn't want to put it on that. And the other end is a window. So we had to hang the dartboard basically half over the window. That was a constant issue. Darts just smacking into the window, thinking this is going to smash at any time. Luckily, it didn't. But then it was Super Bowl time. Did you watch it?
Nah.
You've liked it in the past.
I was up at fucking God knows when.
You should have stayed through.
And I'll do a rollover.
Yeah, you'll do that one day, won't you?
What, a rollover? Maybe for WrestleMania. Love WrestleMania.
Really?
WrestleMania. Yeah, I love it.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's when they say WrestleMania, but really excitedly.
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Did you love it then? Yeah.
Yes.
How was Buffalo Wings?
She's good. No.
The Buffalo Wings.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Nice. New recipe. Do you want to hear it?
Tell me.
So oven baked, of course. We're not me, Stan and his girlfriend, and actually one of my other cousins came as well, Stan's brother. He came around, that was good, on the Sunday. And we're not...
What's he called?
Stan.
Two Stan?
Couldn't think of another name, but don't want to tell you. So we're not deep frying, obviously.
Oh,
we're not,
of course.
You know, come on. So it's an oven recipe. Here's what we're talking, right? Wing, yes?
I'm with you.
Follow me so far?
Chopping it.
We're taking the nibbler off. We're chopping it into the two. The drumming.
Good.
Okay, so far so good. Then we're patting it dry. Moisture is the king. Moisture is the killer of what?
Flavour.
Crispiness. Wrong. So, so then on top of that, we're just trying to dry these suckers out. So it's cornstarch and bicarbonate of soda.
Nice.
Going on there. All things that just drawing moisture out, leaving them uncovered in the fridge all afternoon.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
We're taking them out, a little bit of flour, a bit of seasoning, then spray with fat in the oven, 20 minutes each side, nice high heat, crisp.
Delicious.
Then we're coating them in the sauce and we watch the Super Bowl. Fantastic night. Just fantastic night, really. You can't argue with any of that, can you?
I don't know about you,
yeah.
But now after all that chat, I'm fucking starving. Should we do the 9 out of 10 club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely,
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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Right then, let's get to the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup, where we are in the final throes of this round, aren't we, Joe?
It is unbelievable how close we are to drawing out what the next round's going to be.
Yes.
So we've sort of just laid out the final, or the last couple of two rounds. On the
table.
We're
doing two rounds
here.
At once right now. So here we go. Here we have in front of us, we've got the Nando's Fino Pitta inside this box, and that's going up against lasagna, as you can see right there. Then in the second round, we've got the Yorkshire pudding, humble as they may be, versus the Reese's peanut butter cups. We're going to get stuck into all of this, and then we're going to decide what's going through to the next round of the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup. So let's just get into it, shall we?
Yeah, I'm going to just demolish all this right in front of me and have a Reese's Pieces for dessert. The food has been demolished. We polished off a third of a lasagna each.
Oh, yes.
And we kindly treated ourselves to a Fino Pitta each.
Yeah.
Which was a delight. And I forgot the Fino Pitta's game. I forgot why it was in there in the first place.
I wasn't familiar with your game.
I wasn't familiar with your game. Did you do that, Joe?
No, I didn't,
then?
But I like that you
I wasn't familiar with
no,
your
you
game.
No, you don't need to do it twice. It's not.
Nice. It's halloumi.
Yeah.
It's chicken thighs. It's hot Nando sauce. It's some little bit of mayo in there.
Some sort of garlic mayo.
Yes.
You've got a little bit of lettuce.
Caramelised
onion. Got a little bit of caramelised onion.
And lettuce. You've said that, though. Then lasagna... It's lasagna, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that lasagna was definitely the one we've already had.
Yeah.
It was up to a good standard.
Decent little lasagna.
I'm struggling a little bit.
So that's the first one, and then after that we'll come to Reese's Peanut Butter Cup versus Yorkshire Pudding.
Yeah,
let's start with the Fino Pitta versus lasagna. I'll tell you something that I never thought I'd say. Over the last 15 years, other than my mum's vegetarian lasagna, which is the best lasagna
I've ever had. Oh, so you're going to say
had.
Something else?
No, you didn't think it was
your mum's a vegetarian lasagna.
Can we just trim that and send that to BBC Manchester, please? No, other than my mum's vegetarian lasagna, which is the best lasagna I've ever had, and
is it that good though?
I promise you, it's the best.
If it's like a pumpkin pie, it's not.
Yeah, that's cool. That is also fantastic, by the way.
That is good.
Yeah. Other than that, that remains undiminished. Over the last 15 years, my love for lasagna has gone through the fucking floor.
What?
I have to say it. I think it's, as you would say, dead.
I think
lasagna might be done, as Joe McGraw would say. Honestly, I used to love it. I used to think it was one of the greats. Now I'm never fancying on a menu. Didn't enjoy that.
Did you not enjoy that one bit?
Not one bit. It's always too creamy.
But it's a cheesy meat cake,
yeah, but it needs
someone in the comments said.
It needs to be more tomato in there. You've got the sort of the stodginess of the pasta. Then you've got this stodgy, heavy creaminess of the white sauce. And then the heavy richness of the meat. There needs to be more tomato. And I just think there's so many better things now. Lasagna was good when we were kids.
But
I don't mean like it's a kid's food. I mean... Italian food in England has got so much better in the last 20 years. Across the country, you can get good Italian food in any small town now. I just think lasagna is finished. I'm sick of it.
It's done.
It's done, honestly. And I didn't think I'd ever say that, but I just had it and I just thought, what are you doing?
But it is. It was still nice, that. Come on.
Nice. It was nice. Yeah. It was nice. Do you know what I mean?
The Fino pizza, and I'll give you this, in that sitting we just had was nicer.
It was nicer, wasn't it? And this is the thing, right? Man. If you'd have asked me before I'd tasted both, I would say it's a disgrace that we're comparing an absolute classic of the culinary game in lasagna, a British-Italian staple as well, next to a Fino pizza, which is what? Some grilled chicken in a bread. I thought, there's no confidence. Eating them both, the Fino pizza was just better. It was. Get out. No contest.
Ethan, what are you thinking? Because Fino pizza was your boy.
It was my boy, is my boy, will always be my boy. Listen, I'm a fan of the lasagna. I've never not been a fan of the lasagna. My stepdad's lasagna is the greatest lasagna.
It'd be good to have a little lasagna off. Your mum's vegetarian lasagna against John's meaty lasagna.
Well, I have the recipe, so I can make it. Do you have to get John to make it, or could you do it?
He can't fucking cook toast, that
That's
lad.
True, he's never turned his oven on.
I have been cooking toast.
He's done you.
He's really done me there.
Okay, well, we can maybe do that down the line somewhere. But I'm happy to do that. But anyway, go on. So, go back to it, sorry.
Fino pizza is brilliant. Lasagna is brilliant, but just not as brilliant. If you had a crunch number, so probably a different adjective, such as very good.
Yeah.
We'll probably put it just below brilliant. So therefore, listen, the Fino pizza is the thighs, the caramelised onion, the
Jesus fucking Christ.
The lettuce.
The lettuce. The lettuce.
it's a combination of brilliant goods that make one succulent taste. Oof. The lasagna does have many layers to it as well.
Literally and metaphorically.
So
I saw his little face he like open. He
loved
that.
He loved that.
So but listen, fair play to both competitors, but I'm not even going to give you a dramatic nonsense because everyone knows where I'm going.
Sorry, what was this last 2 minutes if not dramatic nonsense?
Yeah.
Honestly, I got a bit in a mess there because you asked me to restart and I forgot what I was talking about and I accidentally started talking about the Fino pizza when I realised I was talking about the lasagna, so I had to make up that nonsense in the middle.
Yeah, good lad.
But after all of that, we go back to the great competitor.
He's got his hand again! Stop
he's
being dramatic!
Again. Right, sorry. So which one you prefer?
Yeah, it is true for me. Is that it then? Is it through?
Fino
No, he hasn't said yet.
Have you not said, Joe?
He said it was better today, but that doesn't mean that he's picking it. By the way, if you pick Fino pizza, it's, I think, comfortably the biggest upset so far.
Yeah. Fino pizza versus lasagna. But what I'm worried about is if Fino pizza goes through to the next round, it's going to come against some big boys. Okay. All right. If lasagna goes through to the next round, we know that that lasagna right there, it can't compete.
No.
Look at us. We're not over the moon with it.
No.
So we find a better one, or we bring, you know, your parents into it.
Oh. Yeah.
Do I want to send it out on its own, the lasagna, by itself, to fight this fight, to beat off duck spring rolls, duck pancakes, to face...
Well, that's assuming, by the way, that the public have picked lasagna. We assume so because it's the bigger name, it's a more ubiquitous dish, but there's a chance that they haven't.
I think you have to go for your nojo to ensure its security.
The amount of hate we're going to get.
I know. And let's be clear here, no one saw this coming before we tasted them.
I think it's tricky as well because for our international viewers, everyone can understand the lasagna.
Yeah.
But it's hard for us to explain just how nice that
is. Well, tell them to open their minds, go to some Nando's and get tasting. We need to educate the uneducated. We need to progress the Fino to the podium it deserves, which is maybe the number one food in the world.
No one's going that far.
Oof, this is the competition that we're doing. Is this the only Italian representative that's...
Still got pizza in, I think.
Pizza's in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to go Fino Pitta.
Yes!
I believe it.
Yes!
Actually, I feel like a bit sad and shocked by that. I cannot believe
you voted for us.
I know.
You're a supporter.
I have a feeling we might be 2-2 lasagna. So 3-2, meaning we eradicated the...
So I'm going to tell you what it was.
Read some comments out as well, because there's some good ones in
there. It's like Deal or No Deal, where you can see what you could have won, isn't it?
What teams would they be, Ethan?
This is wild. Do you know what the... Go on. Sorry.
The football teams... I think the Fino, because maybe it's not quite... I think the Fino could be Newcastle United. I think that's fair enough to say.
Well, if I knew that, I would have blocked this.
No, but it's not expected to maybe win the top awards, but it'll be up there and it's exciting.
Right, what I can tell you is, and so what would lasagna be? An old stalwart that maybe isn't what it used to be.
Chelsea?
Maybe Man United.
Well, maybe. I think I gave my United to someone last week. So
yeah, we give United. Do we give United to
AC Milan?
What did Neapolitan Pizza go up against last week?
Actually, do you know what I think lasagna is? I think it's Ajax. Big name, historical, but right now it's just not doing the biz.
Oh, fucking hell.
And let me tell you right now, both the Instagram and the Patreon have got a 73-27% vote in favour of lasagna.
Fantastic. We've done the right thing.
Maximus, which by the name... I am assuming is Italian, and his comment on the Patreon, just a pathetic Nando's meal, standing in front of one of the heroes of our age, make the right decision, boys. Chalton Outlaw, you okay, bro? Lasagna ovs. This is a joke. Fino Pitta is a textbook 7 out of 10. Someone else says, not even a contest, the worst lasagna beats the Fino Pitta.
But it doesn't! Because we've just...
And Aaron Lowe, sorry, for balance, says Nando's must be the most overrated food ever.
Have we made a mistake?
No, well, we haven't. And this is why food reviewing isn't as straightforward as you think. Try them both next to each other. That lasagna wasn't it.
No, it wasn't it.
And I've not enjoyed lasagna much for the last 15 years. Except my mum's. Thanks, mum.
We move on to round two.
Yeah, that'll be quicker than this, because that was a Goliath. That was weird, wasn't it?
That was felt significant,
didn't it? Felt huge.
It is Reese's Pieces versus the Yorkshire pudding.
I'm happy to go straight away on this. Reese's peanut butter cups are one of my favourite chocolate. I think they're excellent, truly excellent, but the Yorkshire pudding is better.
The Yorkshire pudding
is just a beautiful thing.
It really is one of the highlights of the best meals we have here in the UK, which is the Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And if you get a good one that's sort of used up as a mop to get all the good bits in.
Yeah.
Although the Reese's Pieces is delicious.
They are great.
And it did change the game a little bit, didn't it?
Big time.
It blew the Snicker boys out of the water.
It did. And what it did is it brought peanut butter to the masses in a way that nothing else really had up to that point.
They must have been kicking themselves.
Yeah. Snicking themselves.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to say Yorkshire puddings are through.
Me too.
Got to be a clean sweep here, Ethan.
I am completely unbothered by Yorkshire puddings. I would never have it unlike... Do you know, like, the whole Christmas debate? Ooh, are they part of your Christmas meal? No, they're not. Like,
what do you mean, no, they're not?
They're not part of my Christmas meal. They're not...
Do you have them?
No.
You've not had Yorkshire puddings on Christmas Day?
No.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Let me call your fucking stepdad now.
He's against them as well on Christmas Day.
He's against them.
He makes a crack in Yorkshire, the biggest you've ever seen. The biggest you've ever seen. But
the greatest Yorkshires.
The greatest Yorkshires.
Yorkshires.
But he agrees, not on a Christmas Day. Listen.
Anyway, forget all that.
The Yorkshire pudding is overrated. The thing is, the Reese's Pieces I'm not too arsed about
Reese's
either.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, fucking hell you two, honestly.
What's wrong with that?
Reese's Pieces are a different sweet made by Reese's.
Oh.
So people will get confused.
What are you going to put forward then?
I'm not in a world interested by Yorkshire's. I'll go Reese's, it's more interesting.
Okay, well, then it goes to the vote.
Oh shit, forgot.
2-1.
It might not be as easy as we thought this.
As Reese.
What's some of the comments saying?
Reese's have won 72%. Some of the comments, again, Maximus giving it all that after the old lasagna debate. Imagine life without Yorkshire puddings. It doesn't bear thinking about.
He's going to be fuming.
I love this, by the way, just from the name. So, I assume that Maximus may have Italian heritage and like the lasagna and did. Which one do you think Ollie English is voting for? Yorkshire's also double up as crockery, so not even contest. Basically, you can eat your dinner.
So what, Reese's Pieces won, but all these comments won?
No. Yorkshire Pudding's won.
Oh, okay.
And all the comments backed it up. There's, yeah.
Oh, you said Reese's
Pieces.
Said
Reese's Pieces.
Oh,
you
sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone. Yorkshire Pudding's won.
Well, Yorkshire Pudding's won, so they're through. Yeah. Yorkshire's and the Fino Pitter is through.
The Fino Pitter one is going to cause shockwaves, you know.
I'm nervous about it.
We might get ridiculed online for that.
I've got
anyway, that's life, baby. Get them both next to each other.
Before we wrap things up, I've got a good top three for today.
I love that.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
Top three?
Is it top three implements we're going to have to use to winch that hat off your head?
No.
Okay.
Top three sports you like to watch that aren't football.
Okay. Like that. Love that. Yeah? Love that. Love that.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go in.
You go first.
In at number three. Mainly, I mean, I should watch it more and get behind some of the players. But their skill's unbelievable. Badminton.
Where are you watching that?
Olympics. And then I think I'm going to track this guy's career, follow them to the Worlds, the Europes and all that. Well, not the Europes. I'm going to follow his career.
Yeah.
Commonwealth. I forget. But I always look forward to it every 4 years.
Yeah.
In number two, I'm a rugby union boy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a really rugby union boy. I love the Six Nations. I like Sale Shark. I think rugby union is a very underrated game.
Yeah.
And then number one, nothing gets me going more than a good boxing, fight.
Yeah, boxing's good.
I love it. For some reason, when the ding, ding, dings go,
yeah,
and you get a good boxing match. I was at the co-op the other day, like I was saying. That was some classics there. Classics.
Absolute legends of the game. I like that.
And yes, that's my top three.
That's very good. Top three for me, number three, boxing. You can't argue a bit of combat sport every now and again.
I mean, UFC's up there as well.
UFC's good, but I've stopped watching UFC as much a few years ago. When they got bought out, it went a bit crap. Anyway, still like it though, but not top three. Number two for me is Olympics. I'm having the lot.
That's not right, is it?
Yeah, Olympics is a sport.
That's not specific.
It's not a sport.
It basically is. It's a whole one event.
No, it's not. What's your favourite drink? Orange.
No, the bar. Yeah,
you're not having the bar.
Why not? I want
pick
the,
a sport
I want
from
the
Olympics.
Which one gets me going the most?
I don't know.
Which one am I most likely to call a friend or family at the shocking final moments of it?
100 metre sprint. Was that it? Oh, sorry. I stole the answer from you.
It's
a quick phone call, isn't it?
I'm not doing it mid-race. I'm ringing up afterwards. 9.6, hey, you joking?
That's mad.
That's me on the phone.
So your second favourite sport of all time is 100 metres, the quickest sport ever?
Sorry, the greatest... I like things, right, and I'll tell you this right now.
Here we go, he's going to talk shit for the next minute.
No, I like activities that basically summarise and test the fundamentals of being a human. Do you know what I mean? The deadlift. It's just, how much can you pick off the floor? Yeah, we've been doing it for 200,000 years. How fast can you get from here to that tree there? 100 metre sprint. We've been doing it for 200,000 years.
When do you think the first 100 metre sprint was?
Official or just in life? As soon as humans invented.
Well, they had races against each other.
No, but they would have been sprinting to get to some prey or an animal or whatever it might be.
Do you reckon there's one who's like the quickest you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Could do it in 5 seconds.
Do you want to know a fact? This is true. And obviously we'll get back to number one in a sec. Did you know... Right, here's a question for you. Do you know, short distance, obviously we all know what's the fastest animal on Earth?
Cheetah.
Land animal. The cheetah, yeah, land animal. What's the best long distance animal on Earth? So if you put every single animal, horse, antelope, cheetah...
Penguins.
What animal...
Have you seen Happy Feet?
No.
They can go from one side of the world to the other.
Yeah, but not very quickly.
Well, are we not talking about stamina here?
No, but stamina in a single session.
Land mammals?
Well, land animals. It doesn't have to be a mammal necessarily.
Land animals.
So over basically, if we were saying every animal is kind of hunting each other and the one that can run the furthest and longest wins. So the life is on the line. What's the answer?
It's a horse.
Incorrect. Ethan?
It's going to be a zebra.
So close to a horse, he could have just picked a horse. The answer is humans.
It's not.
Yes,
not.
It is.
That's not bollocks.
There are. There is.
You're telling me?
Yep.
Me versus a horse?
Not you.
Right, okay, slightly chubby a horse. That the horse is getting beat. I'm beating a horse.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. Over the first 2 miles, 5 miles, whatever, it would win. But over 30 miles, 40 miles...
McGrath would not win against the horse.
Where are you hearing this?
Trust me. People, it's a much more primitive way of hunting, obviously, because then we would make traps and we'd catch stuff and we'd keep stuff near us. But genuinely, there are tribes, there are people that would chase down an antelope for 24 hours until it collapsed out of exhaustion and humans could still run and catch it.
They wouldn't
kill it and
find
eat
them.
It. What?
They would lose sight of the antelope.
Well, they would track it. They would find footprints. They
How?
Would track it. What?
I think you've watched a mad show here.
Sorry. What have you watched? Happy Feet, for your answer.
That's a great film.
It's fiction.
Yeah, but what have you watched?
An actual documentary on this.
I'm stunned. So even a gorilla?
Yeah. Why is that the thing that you think is the pinnacle
that's
of...
That's like a bigger human, isn't it?
Yeah, more muscle mass, get tired easier. Loads of animals, for instance, dogs, can't sweat, so they overheat way before we do. Yeah. We're fantastic at that. Anyway, genuinely, that's true. Google it.
What's number one?
Number one. There's nothing like the Ashes and cricket.
Oh, you're the cricket boy.
Oh, my God. Get 11 boys round a little bit of wood, knock some... freaking leather at them,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Just let it unfold. Nice. Unbelievable sport cricket, specifically the Ashes. Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, Ethan James.
Top three sports that aren't football.
I was struggling here because I'm a bit football crazy, football mad. But in at number three, I said diving. So they're in the bathing suits.
What's the difference between football and diving? That's my question.
That's good. That.
They're in the speedos, the bathing suits, and they jump off from a big board into the water. Mm-hmm. Number two is synchronised dancing.
The thing is, synchronised diving.
Dancing.
So they're...
synchronised dancing?
Like diversity?
Sorry, in the water.
Synchronised swimming?
That's exactly what I meant. So
I was going to say, all dancing is synchronised dancing.
Again... They're in the bathing suits, they're in the water.
Fucking sex addict, isn't he? Do you know what? But he goes on 3 dates and all of a sudden he's some big sex boy.
No, it's not that. It's just different to what you usually see. It's in the water, it's synchronised, it's really clever.
What do you think his number one's going to be? So who else wears bathing suits?
I'm not like that. What do you think? Yeah, I'm not just picking them for the bathing suits.
Why are you bringing that detail?
Number three is diving, number two is synchronised swimming. What's number one?
So... I've got women's gymnastics.
Right. Specifically women's or all gymnastics?
I think since they're more flexible, it's more skill and show.
Simone Biles. It's like she won't come down. I was watching that once. I was like, that is impossible.
The way you look for her then. Was absolutely excellent. Just rattle through him again, Ethan, quickly.
Diving.
Yeah. Men or women?
Well.
On the diving?
Maybe the women. Synchronised.
Swimming? That is, I think, only the women compete in that.
Yeah.
Do they? Yeah. Well, no, men do synchronised swimming.
Not sure.
We should start that for next Olympics. Where's that?
So women again, though, yeah.
LA,
yeah.
Lisbon,
yeah. And then what? Last one.
Then the gymnastics,
male or female,
and the women.
Women again.
Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for the love that you shared on our last episode as well. Hopefully you share the love and not too much hate about Fino Pitta getting through to the next round of the 9 out of 10.
We'll have the draw next week, by the way.
Yes, we will.
Next round. Right,
love yous, everyone. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.